It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The fallout from the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey is radiating in all directions as new reports surface. As the Oval Office occupant has attempted to lay the blame for the ouster on Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who'd been on the job just 2 weeks, the Washington Post cites a source close to the White House in reporting that Rosenstein threatened to resign because he was being made the scapegoat. At CNN, Jake Tapper says there were two reasons Trump dumped Comey.
A source close to former FBI Director James Comey tells me that there are two reasons why President Trump fired Comey. One, Comey's refusal to provide the president with any sort of assurance of personal loyalty. And two, the fact that the FBI's investigation into possible Trump team collusion with Russia in the 2016 election, that's still not only an active investigation, it's actually accelerating. As CNN just reported, federal prosecutors recently issued grand jury subpoenas to associates of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, the White House officially disagrees with this theory of what happened. But mounting evidence suggests that Comey was fired because of the president's irritation with the FBI's Russia investigation. Now, the White House officially points to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, fresh on the job, writing a memo expressing concern about the way Comey had handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation last year.
On Wednesday afternoon, in her audition to replace Sean Spicer as White House press secretary, while filling in for Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was still pointing the finger at the Rosenstein memo, citing Comey's alleged atrocities.
Having a letter like the one that he received and having that conversation that outlined the basic atrocities in circumventing the chain of command in the Department of Justice. When he saw that, he had to speak up on that action, and I think that was the final catalyst.
Oy, someone get that woman a history book and a dictionary, please.
Now, the word is Trump has been planning to fire Comey for at least a week, and he evidently asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to come up with reasons to fire him. So that's why the Department of Justice is now the Department of Justification.
What we do know is that the president is doing what he does best, lie.
How many times can they just lie? We're on day 112 now. I mean, they give a reason, it's a complete lie, and the next day they have to give a complete other reason.
The Senate reconvened on Wednesday for the first time since the firing, with the Democratic leader calling loudly for a special independent prosecutor.
If there was ever a time when circumstances warranted a special prosecutor, it is right now. Mr. Rosenstein already expressed concern that Director Comey damaged the integrity of the FBI. The Attorney General has already had to recuse himself from the investigation for being too close to the president. If Mr. Rosenstein is true to his word, that he believes this investigation must be, quote, fair, free, thorough, and politically independent, if he believes, as I do, that the American people must be able to have faith in the impartiality of this investigation, he must appoint a special prosecutor and get his investigation out of the hands of the FBI and far away from the heavy hand of this administration.
But of course, the Republican majority leader disagrees.
That's what we have now, Mr. President. Our Democratic colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized. That removal being done by a man, Rod Rosenstein.
That's Rosenstein.
Whom they repeatedly and effusively praised. When Mr. Rosenstein recommended Mr. Comey's removal for many of the very reasons that they consistently complained about.
And then he went on to reject the calls for a special prosecutor. While only a few Republicans in office have spoken out against the insanity, there are some GOP voices rising above the silence, like John McCain's senior campaign advisor from 2008. You know, the guy who gave us Sarah Palin, Steve Schmidt.
Well, it's unprecedented, shocking, actually, an enormous abuse of power by the president of the United States. Any Republican member of Congress who takes the president, his spokespeople's assertions that this action occurred because Director Comey was unfair to Hillary Clinton is either a fool or they have so lost sight in this era of tribal politics, their responsibilities to the country, that they've become faithless to their oaths. My old colleague, Mark Salter, Walter, the longtime chief of staff to Senator John McCain, may have hit the nail on the head today when he said, I never thought I'd be saying this in my lifetime, but perhaps we need a Democratic Congress to protect the national security of the United States in 2018.
You think? While we're talking national security, one must wonder what Dump is thinking. We are truly an opposite world. When I use Joe Scarborough to point out the absurdity of the Republican president not only inviting the Russian press into the Oval Office, but excluding the Americans.
This happened because Vladimir Putin asked Donald Trump if he would do it. And so Donald Trump barred American reporters, but let Russian reporters go in there with camera equipment that some people in the intel agencies tell me actually was dangerous to let Russian reporters go in with equipment of that kind into the White House.
Yep.
What a bumbling, bumbling dope. I got the
news. If you appreciate these What's News segments, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener funded, and we need your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.